Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Imagine waking up one day and finding your quiet town embroiled in a chilling murder mystery. Picture a town where peace is as abundant as the chirping of birds at dawn, where the heartwarming laughter of children playing in the park is the usual soundtrack. Picture a community so tightly knit that every face is familiar, every name known, every story shared. This was the tranquil life in our small town, a life that was shattered by a horrifying event. In the heart of this town lived Emma Rosario Colque, a woman whose smile was as radiant as the morning sun, whose kindness was as vast as the sky above. She was the kind of person who remembered everyone's birthdays, who always had a comforting word for those in distress, who was known for her homemade pies as much as for her warm heart. Emma was not just a resident. She was a beloved member of our community, our friend, our neighbor. But then came that fateful day when the usual hum of the town was replaced by a deafening silence. The day when the laughter in the park was replaced by hushed whispers, when the faces that usually held smiles bore expressions of shock and disbelief. The day when our peaceful existence was shattered by an unsettling mystery, Emma Rosario Colque, the soul of our town, was found dead. Her tragic demise was as unexpected as a thunderstorm on a clear day. It was a blow that left the town reeling, a wound that cut deep into the heart of the community. Questions buzzed like hornets in a disturbed nest. Who could commit such a heinous act? And why Emma, of all people? This was the grim reality faced
by the residents of a small town when Emma Rosario Colque was found dead.
On a seemingly normal day, the unthinkable happened. Just like many other days, the sun rose and cast a golden hue over the town. Emma Rosario Colque, known for her infectious laughter and kind heart, began her day with the usual routine. She waved to her neighbors, exchanged pleasantries with the local grocer, and made her way to work, never suspecting that she was walking into her final hours. As the clock ticked on, the day wore its usual garb of normalcy, until twilight fell, and Emma didn't return home. Hours turned into a night of worry, and by morning, the alarm bells were ringing. A search began, led by friends, family, and concerned community members. The townsfolk combed through every corner, every alley, every silent whisper of a place where Emma might be. The dread hung in the air like a thick fog, suffocating the once peaceful town. And then, they found her. Emma's lifeless body, discarded unceremoniously, was a sight that sent shockwaves through the tight-knit community. The very air seemed to hold its breath, as if the world itself was sharing in the town's disbelief. The news spread like wildfire. The town's heartbeat was replaced with a chilling silence. The streets, usually filled with laughter and camaraderie, now echoed with hushed whispers and frightened glances. The vibrant community, which had always been a safe haven, was now clouded with a sense of dread. Emma, the heart of the town, was no more. The realization was like a cold hand gripping the town's heart. The shock of Emma's untimely demise was quickly replaced with a collective sense of loss and heartache. The town wept for Emma, for the laughter that was silenced, for the kindness that was extinguished. The tranquility of the town was shattered, replaced with fear and uncertainty. The day of the crime had ended, leaving behind a shadow that would loom over the town for days to come. Emma's story was far from over, though, as the search for her killer was only just beginning. As the town mourned, the wheels of justice began to turn. The chilly dawn of the day following the crime saw the arrival of the local police force, their solemn faces a mirror of the town's collective grief. Even as an unsettling silence hung in the air, The hum of activity around the crime scene was a stark contrast. The men in uniform, their eyes hardened by the grim nature of their task, began the painstaking process of piecing together the events of that fateful day. The forensics team, a group of seasoned professionals, arrived soon after, their expertise vital in this intricate puzzle. With the precision of a surgeon, they combed the scene, searching for the tiniest of clues. Their gloved hands sifted through the remnants of Emma Rosario Koch's life, collecting pieces of a picture that was yet to come into focus. The initial stages of the investigation were marked by an intense scrutiny of every detail. Each fragment of evidence was meticulously logged, each potential lead pursued with unflinching determination. From the most inconspicuous traces of DNA to the seemingly mundane objects in the vicinity, nothing was overlooked. The police, their minds trained to decipher the language of evidence, began building a narrative. Every item collected was a piece of a jigsaw puzzle, each one potentially holding the key to unlock the truth. The forensics team, in a delicate dance with science and intuition, worked tirelessly to extract stories from silent witnesses. A strand of hair, a fabric fiber, a partial fingerprint. This was a race against time, a battle against the inevitable decay of clues. The investigators knew all too well that the first 48 hours were crucial. As each tick of the clock echoed in the stillness, they persevered, their resolve unwavering. The town, lost in its sorrow, watched as the intricate tapestry of investigation unfolded. The collective hope was that justice would soon be served, that the dark cloud of uncertainty would be lifted. And with each passing moment, with every piece of evidence, the police were one step closer to unraveling this mystery. The devil is in the details, and in this case, the details were crucial. In the chilling aftermath of Emma Rosario Koch's murder, the crime scene became a gold mine of potential leads. Each piece of evidence, no matter how insignificant it seemed, had the potential to be a crucial clue, a beacon in the murky waters of this investigation. First, there was the broken window. It suggested a possible point of entry, but was it a genuine clue, or a clever distraction crafted by the killer? The shards of glass scattered on the floor inside the room suggested a forced entry from the outside, leading investigators down a path that questioned if this was a random act of violence or something more sinister. Then came the discovery of a peculiar object, a silver locket, lodged beneath a floorboard. Now, this wasn't just any locket. Inside, it held a faded photograph of a young woman bearing a striking resemblance to Emma. This locket didn't belong to Emma, though. It was too old, too weathered. This raised questions. Did it belong to a relative, or perhaps to the killer? And let's not forget the cryptic note found tucked away in a book on Emma's shelf. The note, written in an almost illegible scrawl, read, "The truth lies beneath." It was an enigma wrapped in a riddle, a tantalizing clue that suggested a deeper, hidden truth to this already complex case. Each of these clues, in its own way, guided the investigation down new and unexpected paths. They painted a story, a narrative filled with uncertainty and intrigue. These clues whispered of secrets and lies, of a life that perhaps wasn't as straightforward as it first appeared. Each clue added another piece to the puzzle, but the picture was far from complete. As the investigation continued, the mystery deepened, and the search for justice for Emma Rosario Koch persisted. In every crime, there are those who fall under suspicion. Let's delve into the shadows where the main suspects of Emma Rosario Koch's murder lurk. These individuals didn't just stumble into the spotlight of scrutiny. Their connections with Emma, their motives, and their actions painted them as potential culprits in this chilling crime. First up is Carlos, Emma's estranged husband. Their marriage, once a picture of bliss, had soured over the years. With a pending divorce and a bitter custody battle for their two children, Carlos had more than one reason to want Emma out of the picture. His alibi for the night of the murder, a business trip. Convenient, isn't it? Next in line is Sophia, Emma's best friend turned rival. The two women had a falling out over a business venture gone sour. Sophia had invested her life savings into a boutique they were supposed to run together, only for Emma to pull out at the last minute. Sophia's life was in ruins and she blamed Emma for it. Her alibi? A night in, alone? Well, loneliness can make for a silent witness. Then we have Miguel, the mysterious neighbor. He was new in town, a stranger to all but known to Emma. They shared a past, a secret one. Miguel had moved to town just weeks before Emma's murder. Coincidence or calculated move? His alibi was a late-night shift at the local diner, yet no one could confirm his presence at work that night. Each of these suspects had a motive, a shaky alibi, and a connection to Emma. But motives and suspicions don't equate to guilt. They simply cast shadows of doubt, and in those shadows, the truth can often be hard to find. But suspicion is not proof, and the search for definitive evidence continued. Every investigation hopes for that one breakthrough, and in this case, it...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Came when least expected. In the tangled web of the Ima Rosario Coque murder case, the investigators were steadily sifting through the evidence. The team was relentless, leaving no stone unturned or clue overlooked. Yet, the solution seemed as elusive as ever. Then, like a bolt from the blue, came the breakthrough. It was a seemingly insignificant piece of evidence, almost lost in the vast sea of information. A tiny, overlooked detail that at first glance seemed inconsequential. But it was this very detail that would turn the tide in favor of justice. The breakthrough came in the form of a single, nondescript fingerprint. A fingerprint that had been overlooked in the initial stages of the investigation due to its location. It was found on the inside of a window latch, a place not usually checked for prints. And yet there it was, a silent testament to the presence of someone who shouldn't have been there. The fingerprint was run through the database and a match was found. A match that belonged to a suspect not yet considered. This small, almost invisible piece of evidence had suddenly become a beacon of light in the murky darkness of the investigation. The discovery of the fingerprint led to a series of revelations, each more surprising than the last. Suddenly, the puzzle pieces started to fit together, forming a picture that was as startling as it was revealing. The investigators now had a new lead, a new direction to follow. This breakthrough brought a renewed vigor to the investigation. There was a palpable sense of anticipation in the air. The investigators knew they were on the right track, but they also knew that they were far from the finish line. The breakthrough provided a direction, but the journey was far from over. The moment everyone had been waiting for had finally arrived. The long hours of investigation, the sleepless nights of the townsfolk, and the heart-rending cries for justice had all led to this pivotal moment. The arrest of Emma Rosario Colque's killer. As dawn broke on that fateful day, the town was awakened by the blaring sirens of police cars, punctuating the stillness of the early morning air. They were heading towards the outskirts of town, to a rundown shack where their prime suspect, a man who had been hiding in plain sight, was currently residing. The killer, a local handyman, had been a part of the community for years. He was an ordinary man leading an ordinary life, which made the revelation even more chilling. The evidence that led to his arrest was irrefutable. Fingerprints lifted from the crime scene matched his to the last detail. A piece of torn fabric from his jacket was found near Ima's lifeless body. And the final nail in the coffin, CCTV footage showing him near Ima's residence on the day of the crime. As the handcuffs clicked into place, the once bustling town fell into an eerie silence. The news of the arrest spread like wildfire. The reactions were a mix of relief, shock, and disbelief. Neighbors, friends, even the killer's own family couldn't fathom the horrific truth. The man they knew, the man they trusted, was a cold-blooded murderer. But the arrest was just the beginning. It was the first step towards justice, yet it was also a stark reminder of the tragedy that had befallen the town. A young life had been brutally cut short, a family was left bereaved, and a community was shattered. With the arrest, the town breathed a sigh of relief, but questions still lingered. Questions about how such a heinous crime could go unnoticed for so long and how a seemingly ordinary man could harbor such darkness. But for now, they knew they could sleep a little easier, knowing that the monster who had taken Ima's life was behind bars. Justice may be blind, but it is not deaf to the cries for answers. As the trial began, the courtroom was thick with anticipation. The prosecutor, a seasoned veteran, started the proceedings with a presentation of evidence. Each item a piece of the gruesome puzzle surrounding Emma Rosario Colca's untimely demise. The prosecution presented photographic evidence, forensic analysis, and witness testimonies. They painted a vivid picture of the crime, weaving a narrative that seemed to point unequivocally at the defendant. The jury watched, listened, and absorbed the story that was being laid out before them. Then came the defense's turn. The defense attorney, a skilled orator known for his charismatic courtroom performances, began to dismantle the prosecution's narrative piece by piece. He challenged the validity of the evidence, questioned the credibility of the witnesses, and picked apart the forensic analysis. He sowed seeds of doubt in the minds of the jury, presenting alternative theories that could explain the evidence. The defense argued that their client was merely a scapegoat, caught in the crossfire of a hasty investigation. They presented alibis, character testimonials, and countered the prosecution's narrative with one of their own. The defendant, they argued, was a victim of circumstance and a rush to judgment. The trial was a war of words, a battle of narratives. Each side presented their version of the truth, leaving the jury with the arduous task of deciphering fact from fiction. The burden of proof lay heavy on the prosecution, but the defense's arguments were not easily dismissed. The courtroom drama unfolded over days, each side presenting their case with fervor and determination. The stakes were high, and the tension palpable. The trial was not just about justice for Emma, it was about finding the truth amidst a sea of contradictions and uncertainties. As the trial ended, the town awaited the verdict with bated breath. The gavel fell, the verdict was in, and with it came the resolution of a mystery that had gripped a town. The court had been in session for hours, the tension thick and palpable. The jury, stone-faced, returned from their deliberations. The room fell silent. The moment of truth was at hand. The foreperson of the jury rose, holding the fate of an individual and the closure of a community in their hands. "We, the jury, find the defendant." The words that followed would echo through the town, through time, forever tied to the memory of Emma Rosario Colca. The verdict was guilty. A collective sigh of relief washed over the courtroom, punctuated by sobs of both sorrow and relief. There were those who wept for the loss, those who wept for the justice served, and those who wept for the stark reality of the finality of it all. Outside, the town was a canvas of mixed emotions. Some rejoiced at the verdict, their faith in the justice system restored. Others mourned, a grim reminder of the fragility of life and the dark corners of humanity. But in the midst of it all, there was a sense of closure, a step towards healing from the pain that had once gripped them. The case of Emma Rosario Colca had come to its conclusion. The perpetrator would face the consequences of their actions. The town could begin to heal, and Emma could finally rest in peace. But the echoes of the case would linger. Conversations would be had, lessons would be learned, and the community would grow stronger. The impact of Emma's life and the circumstances of her death had touched everyone. It served as a stark reminder of the preciousness of life and the importance of justice. It had brought a community together, tested their resilience, and ultimately showed their unwavering spirit. Justice had been served, but the memory of Emma Rosario Colca would forever remain. When the dust settled, the town was left to reflect. In the wake of such a devastating event, the murder of Emma Rosario Colca, the town was forever changed. This wasn't just about the loss of a beloved individual. It was about the shattering of a community's sense of safety, the piercing of an illusion of tranquility that was held dear. The aftermath of the case was felt deeply, not just in the hearts of those who knew Emma, but in the very fabric of the community itself. The town, once a haven of peace, was now a place where such a heinous crime had occurred. It was a bitter pill for the town to swallow, a harsh wake-up call that even the most serene of places are not immune to the darkness that resides in the human heart. But amid the grief and shock, there was also an opportunity for growth. The town rallied together, united by a common goal, to ensure that such a tragedy would never occur again. Changes were made. Security measures were heightened. Neighbors began to look out for each other more, a newfound sense of community born from a shared tragedy. And then there were the lessons learned. The case of Emma Rosario Colca taught the town a valuable lesson about the importance of vigilance, of community, and of justice. It served as a reminder that no crime, no matter how seemingly insignificant, should be overlooked or taken lightly. That every individual's safety is paramount, and that the pursuit of justice, no matter how long it takes, is a pursuit worth undertaking. The case also served as a stark reminder of the fragility of peace, of how quickly it can be shattered, and how important it is to protect it. It underscored the necessity of being vigilant, of being aware, and of standing up for what is right. In the end, the murder of Emma Rosario Colque served as a stark reminder of the fragility of peace and the relentless pursuit of justice.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.